Director Doug here once again, and today we have something really special for you. You've all heard the interviews we've had with different characters on Discovery Mountain. Well, you know, we get a lot of mail in, and a lot of people writing in say, we would really like to meet the actor that plays Jake Donovan. And so, Jean, who do we have in studio today?
Oh, Director Doug, we have Ruben Gomez here. And Ruben, you are the voice of Jake Donovan. Thanks for sitting down with us.
My pleasure.
Hey, that didn't sound like Jake.
Absolutely not.
Well, you know, we should let our listeners know a little bit more about Ruben, Doug.
Absolutely.
Because Ruben is Jake. And he's also the media director for the Voice of Prophecy, which is the ministry that brings us Discovery Mountain.
That's right.
And he's one of the executive producers for this program, he and I together. And so Ruben's constantly wearing multiple hats. He's getting ready to sit behind the mic or stand behind the mic. You've got him coming in here, helping voice actors, adjusting microphones.
Absolutely.
So you're very versatile.
He's double-checking to make sure that I've got all the scenes covered. He, you know, he has scripts as well, and he's saying, oh, hang on, Doug, you're missing one scene here. And it's like, okay, yeah, you're right, we'll get it. So, he plays multiple roles for sure.
Yeah, multiple roles. But let's let our listeners get to know you a little bit more, Ruben, because you are more than just the voice of Jake Donovan. You're a parent. You and Miranda have two daughters. How old are they now?
We do. They're 5 and 10.
5 and 10.
Yeah.
Anna and Gabby. And they occasionally come in here to the studio with you and sit in the control room and keep tabs on what you're doing. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm training them up well, right?
Yes.
You need to do this when you grow up.
Well, maybe if Jake has a daughter someday, we can actually use
one of the girls.
Yeah.
It's actually what my daughter told me the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She wanted a role?
She did. She said, maybe I can be your daughter. And I said, I don't think Jake is ready to have a daughter. And she said, well, maybe I can be your sister.
Oh,
your
interesting.
Little sister.
Or a young cousin.
Yeah.
There you go. What do they think when they hear you transform into Jake?
Well, you know, it's funny because we listen all the time at home. And usually it's around, you know, if we're at dinner or whatever, you know, doing something. And they just think it's funny. I mean, they just, you know, we usually play it on our Google Home speaker and in the kitchen. And so usually we're in the kitchen when we play it. And they just think it's funny. They're like, Daddy. You know, the other day they were listening to Jake, or maybe a while ago now, they were listening to Jake practice his notes. Do-re-mi-fa.
That was one of my favorite scenes, actually.
And they thought that was hilarious.
I'm thinking, my poor speakers, I tell you.
Right?
That was painful.
Yeah.
That's fun. That's fun for them to see both sides of it. And I love it when they get to come to the studio and see what's happening here and see it in action. So I'm going to ask you a few questions so our listeners can get to know you. So in what ways are you the same and what ways are you the opposite from Jake, Ruben?
Well, again, going back to my daughters, it's funny. I don't notice it, but I have Jake-isms at home too. And so they'll catch me saying something like, Daddy, you sound like Jake. And I don't know. It's like a chicken or the egg, which came first, right? That argument. So is it because I play Jake now, I'm starting to pick up those habits in my home life? Or is it the other way around? I don't know. Nobody will ever
know. Little pieces of Reuben are what made Jake.
Exactly.
The unanswered mystery.
Yeah. It's an unanswered mystery for sure. You know, I'm very scatterbrained like Jake. That's the truth.
I would argue that. I work with you all the time, Reuben, and you're very organized.
Well, I don't show it.
Yes. You cover it up well then. Okay.
Meanwhile, I've got my brain going at 1,000,000 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. That's very true. And, so actually playing Jake is a breath of fresh air because I can't show it, right?
Mm, interesting.
You just let it all out.
I've never thought about that. That's really deep now.
Yeah, there you go.
So there's that. I like to be wacky, although I don't know that Jake tries to be wacky. He just is.
Just is.
I like to be wacky with my kids, you know, just be silly. They know me as the silly dad, you know. My wife is the comforter.
Okay.
And I'm not.
And you're the fun one.
I'm the fun. Well, she's fun too, but I'm not the mushy kind, or that doesn't sound right. I'm not the, you know, the I comfort them, but I more often than not, I want to make them laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, like from the beginning, the first thing they said after, you know, Gabby, after she learned to talk and after she learned to say mom and dad, is like, silly data.
Aww.
So that's who I've been.
I love that.
Yeah, it's just a couple of ways.
Yeah, that's often how it seems the parent roles play out. Dads get to have the fun and moms are like who you want when you get hurt.
Yeah, that's true.
And need to eat.
Yeah, I remember that as a kid. Absolutely. That's who I went to when I was a kid.
That's right. Well, we know your character's favorite food, definitely. Jake loves his trail mix. But Ruben, what's your favorite food?
Oh, man, my favorite food, you know, it's like I think like I can only have one. Well, I do like trail mix in real life. It's not my favorite food. Oops, should I say that on the air? But
oh,
it's
sure.
not my favorite food. But it is Jake's. And, you know, if we're talking about like sweet things, brownies.
Oh, brownies are Ruben's favorite. Okay.
Yeah. Brownies and smoothies and mangoes. And so, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's funny. We're kind of at the tail end of a production cycle right now. And the other day, Ruben, you left the control room to go grab some trail mix because we always have trail mix around here. And there was a kid waiting for a sibling to do a part. And he was sitting at the table. He's like, ha, Jakey, it's trail mix. He loved it. Loved it.
Well, it is true. I see you with a bag of trail mix an awful lot.
Quite right.
You do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? That is something that has become a thing for me since that was a Jake thing, right?
Interesting.
I feel like
it's kind
of growing
on you.
I did like trail mix before, and I had a thing for trail mix when I was a teenager, actually, and it kind of waned. But as you know, as Jake kind of became a thing for me, I find myself gravitating to the trail mix a lot. I just. Power suggestion. I don't know.
And it's available. It's in
and
a
it's
big
available.
Bowl on the table when we're doing production.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We all go for it because it's easy to grab those little bags of trail mix.
Yeah. And when you don't eat breakfast, it's like it's perfect because it's got all the nutrition and it's got energy and it's got
keeps
it's got
you M&Ms. Going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ruben, what is your favorite Bible verse or one of your favorite Bible verses?
Yeah, you know, I'm very complex, so I don't have a favorite, but this is definitely the one that comes to my head most often, and it's Jeremiah 29:11. You know, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
I love that verse too. It's one of my favorites too.
I mean, I think it's the verse of ultimate hope. I mean, you can be going through anything, but you just remember, at the end of the day, God works good for those who love him, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so this is a reminder. This is a reminder.
That it all ends well.
Yeah.
That's his plan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Love it. So, Ruben, when you were a kid and you were thinking about what you wanted to do and what you wanted to be when you grew up, what did you imagine yourself being? What did you dream of?
You know, where do I start? So my parents tell me that when I was, and I don't remember this, but I have to believe my parents, and they tell me that I wanted to be the person who names streets.
Oh, I love it.
Is there a name for that job? I don't know.
I don't
a street
know.
Namer?
I don't know. Maybe
City
Discovery
manager?
Mountain needs a guy.
Know.
Yeah. City manager?
Cool.
Yeah.
The street naming guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So if the city of Loveland calls me up and offers to name streets on the side, I might just
go for that.
Yeah,
that's a lifelong ambition you have.
That's exactly right. So that's the first thing. But the job that I remember growing up, I mean, from as long as I can remember, I wanted to be a commercial airline pilot.
Oh, interesting.
And I was really into it.
So that's cool that Jake gets to fly.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Oh, very neat. And you, before you came to the Voice of Prophecy, you worked as a journalist a number of years in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
area. So that's been a part of your background and your life before you came here.
Yeah. Absolutely enjoyed it. So life takes you in all sorts of paths. And
always.
It's just been so much fun.
Yeah. Do you and Miranda and Anna and Gabby have any pets at home?
We do. We have a pet bird.
Okay.
He's a little parakeet.
A parakeet.
Yeah. And his name is Ollie.
Aw, cute.
And he's going to turn a year old on my birthday.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Was he a birthday present, Ollie?
He was actually a birthday present for my wife, for Miranda.
Okay.
And her birthday is not mine. Mm-hmm. But he was, it's not a science, right? But we figure he was about 2 to 3 months old when we got him.
Oh, okay.
And so do the math. We figured that in February, probably in late February, is when he was born last year.
So you gave him your birthday.
Or 2018, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
That's great. You don't have a lot of free time. I know that. You're busy here.
What's
you're busy
that?
At home, right?
Sure.
But do you have some hobbies you like to do when you do have free time?
I do. Well, I am a computer geek and a tech geek, so I like to just tinker with technology things like that. I like a little bit of programming, so this is in the technology world. Mm-hmm. I don't get to do that often, though, because that costs money, and it costs money. So, but what I do is I really enjoy photography. Even with my smartphone, I'll just go take pictures out when we go out places. I'm like, mm-hmm. That's a cool picture. Let's take a picture. Mm-hmm. Our studio's in Colorado, and people from all over the world come to Colorado to visit.
Absolutely. It's
and we live here.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. let's just think about that for a second. I mean, I love getting out in the mountains and hiking anytime
nice.
That we can.
It's, mm-hmm. it's,
yeah, you
it's
and
so
I even
fun.
Went for a hike up to, I think, Emerald, was it Emerald Lake, I think?
It was, I don't remember. It was Dream Lake.
Dream Lake.
Dream Lake.
Dream
okay.
Lake, yeah. Your
yeah.
family was out of town. I was in town recording with mm-hmm. you, and we took off on a Sabbath. And
Rocky Mountain time. National Park.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. That was wonderful.
It's mm-hmm. just, it really is just paradise living here. I completely agree. We're biased, of course,
yeah.
but it is beautiful.
I call it my
Colorado.
Backyard.
Mm-hmm. Yep, mountains right behind
oh,
us.
Oh, man, it's amazing.
Okay, so last question. If Discovery Mountain were a real place,
uh-huh.
what do you think you would like to do if you could visit there as Reuben, not as Jake?
Oh, okay. let me think here, because I've only ever thought about Discovery Mountain in Jake's,
and Jake's.
Character, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jake walking around Discovery Mountain. As myself, I mean, I don't know. I just want to explore. Can I just walk around and visit trekkers and take a look at the lake and...
still fly bluebirdie.
Still,
maybe.
That was good. Yeah, mm-hmm. fly bluebirdie for sure. I've never flown a float plane. Well, I've never flown a plane. Let's start there. Director Doug has.
Well, yes, yeah. And you know what? If you want to visit me up in Canada, I'll let you fly.
Oh, you know I'm
wow.
there the minute
you
I
know,
go
that's
to Canada.
That's a formal invitation. Everyone's heard it.
Nice.
If you show
nice.
Up, we'll go flying, and I'll let you see if you can crash it.
I would let Reuben fly your plane, I agree.
Not Jake,
but
no,
Reuben,
Reuben,
yes.
Yep, yeah. Reuben. You know,
I've had lessons on
you have?
Computers.
they have their places.
Well, Reuben, yeah. you do so much for Discovery Mountain, and I hope that you at home listening have enjoyed getting to know the voice behind Jake, because Reuben really does. He's helping in the control room. He's adjusting mics. He's helping with scheduling. And so he really not only adds a lot of life to the program as Jake, but really makes this program happen. So maybe you have a question that you wish that I had asked Jake. And if you would like to send Director Doug and I that question, just visit us on our website, discoverymountain.com, and click on the contact button. And I don't know, maybe we can get back in here another day. What do you think, you guys? If
Absolutely.
We get some really good zingers for you, Reuben?
That'd be so much fun.
That would be very, that would be very
would
cool,
be,
actually.
Yeah.
We could ask you all these questions coming in from the listeners, and mm-hmm. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, but I'll have to do it another time, because I need my trail mix.
Oh, no.
I need to go get my trail mix.
Oh, here we go. He's low sugar now. He needs to boost it up a bit.
Need some energy.
You don't want a disaster.
No.
No disasters. So if you can think of a question that you wish we had asked, send it to us, and we just might sit down again another time in the near future and ask Reuben some more. Well, thank you guys for being here, and thank you for listening at home. This has been another mini adventure here in Discovery Mountain.